Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me extend my heartfelt thanks to the people of Wales for their generous hospitality to so many delegations from NATO and partner countries and other international organizations. Today, the world has truly come to Wales. We know it has taken a lot of dedication and hard work, so I would also like to thank those who have helped to organize this summit and indeed the whole of the United Kingdom. And I offer a particular word of gratitude to Prime Minister David Cameron for hosting this summit, for his strong leadership, and for his staunch commitment to our transatlantic alliance. Prime Minister David, on behalf of all of us here, thank you very much. Our first meeting will focus on Afghanistan. For over a decade, NATO allies and partner nations from across the world have stood shoulder to shoulder in our most challenging combat mission. This has been an unprecedented international effort. We have done what we pledged to do. We have dealt a blow against international terrorism in Afghanistan, and we have built up capable Afghan forces of 350,000 troops and police. For over a year, these forces have been in the lead for security across the country. And by the end of this year, Afghan security will be fully in their hands. Afghans now have an historic opportunity to develop their own country and decide their own future. Afghanistan has already made significant advances in the economy and communications, education and health, human rights and fundamental freedoms, notably for women and girls. And though our combat mission will soon be completed, Afghanistan still needs international support, and NATO stands ready to play its part. We are prepared to begin a new mission to train, advise, and assist Afghan forces. And once the necessary security agreements are in place, we will launch it. We will also continue to help fund the Afghan security forces. And over the course of the coming months, we will build upon our enduring partnership with Afghanistan, because we want to ensure that we retain the gains we have made and open a new chapter in our relationship with Afghanistan. As we look to the future, we also want to continue to work with the partners that we have relied on in this challenging mission. Our forces are stronger and more closely connected than ever before. We will continue these efforts, including through partnership initiatives that will be launched here in Wales. We are stronger together. We have proven that in Afghanistan, and we thank our partners for their vital contributions. I now invite Prime Minister David Cameron to make his welcoming remarks. David, you have the floor.